Hello and good afternoon. I'd like to begin by acknowledging the Ok and Taku Kwan people for the lands whom we work, live, and play. Gunish Chish for stewarding these lands for thousands of years. My name is Edric Carrillo. I'm a first-generation Filipino-American born and raised here in Juneau, and I have the privilege to serve as the president of the Filipino community. Today, on this special edition of Juneau Afternoon, celebrating Filipino-American History Month, I have a couple of my relatives who are with me. They are great, and two, because they're the only ones that said yes to this going on the air. So without further ado, I'd like to start with Auntie Rebecca to introduce herself, and then Sabrina.
My name is Rebecca Carrillo. I've lived in Juneau, Alaska since 1981. I recently retired from working from the department of, 2017, worked for 32 and a half years with the state of Alaska, Department of Health and Social Services, and recently been appointed as Filipino Honorary Consul for Alaska.
Sabrina?
Hi, this is Sabrina Javier. I was born and raised here in Juneau.
Thanks, Sabrina. Thanks, Auntie. So today, I'll be moderating this discussion about Filipino American History Month. And if you guys are interested in joining us, I think we're looking for more folks to join and lend their voices about their own experiences. So before we start and talk about what Filipino American History Month means to us, I just want to give folks that are listening a little bit of background of why October is Filipino American History Month. So the Filipino American National Historical Society pushed this idea of celebrating Filipino American History Month in October in about the 90s. And so they worked, and it's been widely celebrated throughout those years, but it was made official in 2009 when Congress passed a resolution honoring October as Filipino American History Month. And it was signed in law by President Obama. And October was chosen because it actually is the first documented time that Filipinos came to the United States, or even North America at the time, and it happened in 1587. So it actually supersedes the first settlement in Jamestown, and it's just a cool thing that I actually just recently learned about, and I just want to hear from Auntie and Sabrina what you guys think of Filipino American History Month and what it means to you. So Auntie Rebecca, if you'd like to start us off, and we'll go from there.
October having been designated as officially as a Filipino American History Month is very significant. There are in Alaska alone, there are 25,424 Filipinos living here. We make up 57.2% of the population. Here in Juneau, there are 3,000 Filipinos. It is, for me as a Filipino, it's living here in America is very, it has changed my life, my family's life, for the better. And my story is not unique to me. It's unique to millions of Filipinos. And it's a life-changing event for the better. This country has been kind to many immigrants, such as myself and my family, and it has lent a more robust and a more a more robust and more meaning to our lives because of the opportunities that it has given us. So this designation that the month has been designated as Filipino American History Month also recognized the sacrifices of many Filipinos who have been here, first recorded in 1587, who worked in the fur trading company, fur trading mission vessels, who paved the way for all of us to be here today.
Thanks, Auntie. What about you, Sabrina?
Well, you know, as a first generation Filipino American, Filipino American History Month to me really means honoring the Filipinos who came to the U.S. With nothing but their hopes and dreams for, you know, a better opportunity. And they made a place for themselves here, you know, by fighting the good fight against really the injustices and inequalities that people like me, so that people like me can be here today, you know, and that fight continues and will never stop. And so I see that as a privilege, for sure. But yeah, that's really what it means to me. I mean, you know, every day I celebrate being a Filipino American here, but it's nice that we commemorate October for that as well.
Yeah, and you know, I think for me, I just didn't even know about this. And I'd like to say I was pretty active, you know, starting in 2012, but this has been happening since 2009. And I didn't actually know about it until well into my late 20s. And so just learning about, you know, the history that is there, and not just the one that was given to us in the history books, I think is important. Because, you know, when I look at the history books, I knew about the Spanish-American War. And that's how, you know, the Philippines became a colony of the United States, but it doesn't talk about how the U.S. and the Philippines went into war for a good chunk of time. And it's, you know, it's a war, there's lots of atrocities, but, you know, we persevere. We as Filipinos persevere, and we continue to try and find our foot forward. And so, you know, I think it's really a time to reflect on our history, our culture, and kind of bring education for a lot of those that might not be aware of what's going on. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on and some of those things that kind of brings up to mind is, you know, I didn't realize that after World War II, we had a big collaboration with the United States, and over 250,000 Filipinos joined in this joint army to kind of curb, you know, turn the tides, if you will, in the Pacific theater. And so 250,000 of those Filipinos that joined the U.S. Army were promised these military benefits and, you know, also being able to immigrate to the United States. But in 1946, Congress passed this thing called the Rescission Act that basically took away that promise that was given. And not until the 1960s did we see the new wave of immigration come in that led to a lot of key things like, you know, the National Farm Workers Association that Cesar Chavez led. I didn't know that, you know, Larry Leong and Philip Veracruz were such big, you know, people in that moment that pushed Cesar Chavez to really start the strikes early and fight for fair workers pay and rights. So just thinking about that is just some things I've learned most recently. And I think it's important that we continue to educate and discuss these as we go. So what do you guys think?
It's interesting. And every year, I mean, same with you, Edric. I didn't know that this was a thing. I didn't know that Filipino American History Month was a thing until, late into my 20s when I started doing research for it when I was in college. The one thing that I thought was really interesting as I, you know, every year that this comes up and I'm like, you know, I'm going to look up something new about Filipino history. And I just thought I'd share this. But so like in the 1930s, Washington State had this alien land law, and that prohibited all Asian Americans from owning land in the state. So Filipino Americans joined forces with the Yakima Nation's people in a struggle to resist these laws. So in 1941, Pio Decano, a Filipino, There was a case against him and the state of Washington, and he successfully challenged the state of Washington's alien land laws. And that allowed Filipino Americans to keep their farms and continue establishing thriving agricultural communities. So things like that, I mean, that's important. And, you know, those are things that things that I'm proud to be like, yeah, you know, my people did that. They did that, and that allowed me to be here and who I am today. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah. Auntie Rebecca, you have anything to add?
I just, one important thing, I just wanted to correct myself. I think the 57.2% that I quoted, it's not that's what the makeup of the Filipino population. It's the 2010 census growth rate of Filipinos in Alaska is that number. I'm sorry. What I would add is, you know, I'm very proud that the two of you, you know, feel the same way, have those feelings about your Filipino heritage. I mean, we see each other at the Filipino community a lot, and we pass each other carrying plates of food, saying hi over the karaoke music at the Filipino community, and, you know, just passing each other and take for granted that because we're related, we just like, oh, how's your mom? Why did I not see you at so-and-so's wedding, at so-and-so's christening? But never really got into some deep conversations about how you feel about being here, about being where you are, about having grown up here. So it makes my, you know, it warms my heart to hear you say the things you say about how you're feeling about being Filipino growing up here, and how you're affected by the struggles of people who have basically laid the foundation for us to have this life that we're enjoying here, because those are struggles that they sacrificed for us to have the life that we have. So I'm very, very gratified to hear that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's definitely telling that the times that we see each other are during these parties and celebrations, and we don't really have these in-depth conversations about our history. And I think that, you know, as we move forward, I think that's an important thing to have, is because, you know, I love everyone in my family, but as I delve deeper into discussions like this, you can tell that there's different, you know, takes on what happened or how this happened. And I think it's important to bring this forward because, you know, when we talk about Filipino American History Month, it's important that we talk about the history, because I've heard some folks mention it as Heritage Month, but I just want to distinguish the difference between heritage and history. Is heritage is, you know, a passing down of culture, versus, you know, history, it's all encompassing. It talks about culture, it talks about the people, it talks about the experiences. And I think that when we talk about it, and our current thinking is, you know, we just think about, you know, what's going on right now, but we tend to not always talk about what happened in the past and how we got here. Mm-hmm. So I think that's important that we keep on discussing that and thinking about it.
Absolutely.
Any other points before, I think, we might be going on break here, maybe, but as we continue, I think we'll just go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Auntie Rebecca and myself and Sabrina, and you're listening to Juno Afternoon on KTOO.